Hi, Daddy. It's your princess. How are you doing? I know we haven't seen each other in ages, huh? But I have to tell you, I passed all my exams. That's right. Your pretty princess is going to be a college graduate as of next week. Aren't you so proud of me, Daddy? Aw, tell me how proud you are of your beautiful, beautiful, beautiful girl. Aw, look at that big smile on your face. You're so sweet. So, since I managed to graduate, I think we need to talk about what I get for being such a good girl. Don't give me that look, Daddy. You knew this was coming. You told me if I managed to pass, I could have anything I wanted. Mom told me the same thing, of course, and now she's gonna give me a car for graduation. So, what do I get from you, Daddy? You were gonna give me that anyway. Come on. What do I want? Well, I've been thinking. And you know, my sorority friends, Laura and Katie, you know them, right? I mean, you've seen them a few times. Right. Last year you took us to Vegas. I mean, we made you stay in the room the whole time, but I mean, you at least saw them. Like, yeah, you remember. They were really cute, right? Well, we're not quite ready to, join the adult world. We really want one more summer of just having fun. So we were thinking maybe we could stay at the lake house this summer. Oh, come on, Daddy. I know you were planning on staying there, and you can still stay there. But here's the thing. We kind of want to. Well, we want to do what we want to do, Daddy. I mean, we're all adults. We're all graduates now. Well, okay, Laura has to finish like one more class over the summer, but whatever. That'll happen. But we really just want to have some fun this summer. And, well, I know that you were planning on spending the summer there. But, Daddy. Daddy. Don't you think that you could be useful to us? Don't you want to give your princess a wonderful summer full of everything she wants? Oh, that's what I thought, Daddy. And I know you were planning on taking the summer off and just, getting back to your roots or I don't know, whatever you old guys do. But I kind of had a different plan for you, Daddy. Well, I was thinking that maybe you could make us food and, oh, I don't know, give us back rubs, keep the place clean while we party and have fun. It doesn't sound like very much fun to you. Oh, Daddy, I know that's not true. I saw that look in your eyes just now, the thought of spending the entire summer with three horny women, all in their 20s. Beachfront, of course. Entertaining. Come on, Daddy, I know you want to spend the summer watching us. Watching us entertain and do all of those things. I know you don't have any problems with seeing your little girl get filled up. You think I didn't notice you sneaking into that room when we were in Vegas? When I was getting fucked from behind? Of course I saw you, Daddy. I didn't say anything because I wanted you to watch. I thought it was kind of fun. Seeing my dad getting hard, watching me get fucked. Oh God, that was kind of fun. But I want something more this summer. But I only want to do this if I know that you're going to listen to us. You're going to have to do everything we say. Especially everything I say. Can you do that, Daddy? I mean, this is all I want. It's just one summer. Nobody has to know. I'll let you do anything you want. Well, that's actually not true. I was talking with the girls, and they said that they would only be comfortable with this if you were, well, if we put, a cage on your cock for the summer. Oh, come on. You know what I mean. One of those little cages that, the little metal ones that go on, that click on, then there's a key and you can't, do anything. I mean, Katie and Laura both said that they would be totally happy to have you around all summer taking care of us and even, letting you touch them and stuff. I know you want to. I mean, have you seen Katie's tits? Of course you have. You want to. Yes, I know. Right. But you're gonna have to be locked up. There's just no way around it, Daddy. That's the way it's gotta be. I know. It doesn't sound very comfortable, but I'm sure you'll get used to it. So why should you give up your summer to spend all summer locked? Daddy, don't play stupid. Are you telling me that you don't want to spend the summer with three nearly naked, gorgeous 22-year-olds? Are you telling me that you don't want to spend every morning making us breakfast and then taking turns eating us out while we eat it? Drinking coffee while we're all sitting around naked? Telling you about our escapades from the night before? Maybe having you as the photographer, watching us get railed by young hung studs. Come on, Daddy. I know what kind of guy you are. I know what you want. So, will you do it? Will you do it for me, Daddy? Will you give me the best summer? I mean, don't you think I deserve it? Yeah. Well, I mean, I will have the key, Daddy. And if you're very, very good to us girls, maybe we'll unlock you every now and then. I know you want to. And maybe with you locked up, I'll feel a little more comfortable teasing you, tempting you, knowing that I have full control. I'll tell you what, Daddy. If you let me do this, I promise before the end of the summer, I'll unlock you and I'll let you fuck me. I know that's what you want. But you're gonna have to earn it, Daddy. What do you say? Does it sound like a fun summer to you? That's what I thought.